I was asked to Shiloh today, is it mutter to say Tehillim at night? So, at first glance, some people might say, well, why is that a Shiloh? Why would it be more mutter or more usser to say Tehillim at any time of the day? However, there is an idea brought in a number of fairly early achronim. I'm not aware of any earlier sources, but there certainly might be than the early achronim, who write that one is not supposed to be osek in tarsha b'chsav, specifically learning nach, in the evenings. Rather, one should spend time learning Torah Shebaal Peh in the evenings. And the source that is pointed to, it's quoted from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Hazinu, right at the beginning of the Parsha. And he quotes it from the Anshei Emes, meaning it's a Kabbalistic idea. And also, there is a Medrash where it says specifically the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai receiving the Torah. He was being taught Kol Torah Kula. So the Medrash asks, how did he know the difference between day and night when he was up there? So he says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him Torah Shebichsav over the course of the day. And then when he would switch to Torah Shebaal Peh, switch to Mishnah, then he knew it was nighttime. So some are medayik from there that it's an inyan to learn Torah Shebichsav specifically during the day, and to learn Torah Shebaal Peh specifically at night, and therefore not to engage in learning Nach in the evenings. So in terms of saying Tehillim, there are a number of tzedadim to be mekel, the first of which I know I found in the Shas and Tshuvas Divrei Yatzeh, which is the Kloisenberger Rebbe's Tshuvas, where he writes that there's a difference between learning Tehillim, meaning if you want to learn the psukim and try to analyze them with, learn Mefarshim, or whatever it is that you're learning, to learn the psukim of Tehillim versus saying Tehillim, which is derech tachanunim. So he points out that there's a machlokas quoted in Shulchan Aruch, whether or not the person is chayef to say Birkas HaTorah before saying psukim derech tachanunim. And the Rama writes, and this is the standard psak, that the minhag is to be mekel, that one is permitted to say slichos and psukim in a tefillah way, before he says Birkas HaTorah. So maybe that's the same idea over here also. It's not considered when you say Tehillim, it's not considered learning Tehillim, it's considered saying Tehillim. So so he wants to shtel tzu that idea to be matir saying Psukim of Tehillim at night. He does point out that there are those who disagree with this psak. He quotes a number of sources. If you want to check out the Chuvitz and Yeridayas and Kuf Lamed Vav, that clearly there are those who aser it even with derech tefillah. However, he wants to be makel during the days of shovavim. We find ourselves nowadays in times of shovavim, where those who are prone to, inyanei Kabbalah, have certain minhagim during these times to specifically try to say extra tehillim and certain tikkunim and things like that to be mesaken for certain averos and to for chizuk in certain inyanim. He says, during these times, which are Yemei Ratzon, you could definitely say Tehillim at night if you want to. And it's noteworthy that a lot of the Sephardi Gedolim who were makbid not to say Tehillim at night, including the Chida and the Ben Ish Chai, the Kaf HaChaim, cite sources that it is mutter to say Tehillim after Chatzos at night. So what about doing Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum at night? A lot of Friday nights and Stam nights in general are dedicated to people doing Shnai Mikra. So there, some of the modern day achronim, they quote from the Sefer Yesod B'Shorash HaAvoda, where he points out that which the Mekubalim and first and foremost perhaps the Arizal prohibit learning Mikra at night, that is specifically referring to just learning the Psukim rather than learning Psukim with a Perush. So if you're learning Rashi and you're learning Ramban or even Unkelus, you're learning something to be Mefarish the Psukim, that's already Begeder Torah Shebaal Peh. Again, Torah Shebichsav in general just means that you're reading the Poshet Pshat of the words. You're not analyzing them using the tools of the Torah Shebaal Peh at all. So it would be definitely mutter to use Rashi or another Perush for a Shnai Mikra even at night. Bottom line, if you have a chola sheyesh bo sakana, and you want to have some kind of amiras at tehillim, either biyachid or b'tzibur, so definitely more room to be makel b'tzibur also, But even biyachid, if it's a person whose life is in danger, there's no doubt that the poskim would be makel, that it is mutter to say tehillim for him, that the rule of sakanas nefashos would be doche all of the other concerns that are contained.